Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of Shantae Out Loud. Per usual, I want to start off with gratuity. Thank you for liking, commenting, subscribing, applauding, whatever you've done to help me push this podcast out and gain any more listeners or followers or anything for me does not go underappreciated. I'm so very grateful that so many of you do tune in and let me know what you're going through and put it on your own social media so other people can know about it. Like, I love y'all. I want to talk today about fear. Now, this is super funny because I originally was going to talk about something completely different. And as I started recording that podcast, I realized that none of what I was saying at that point was relevant because we hadn't reached this point. As I usually say also, this will not be the last conversation we have on fear, because it is something that we are all ever navigating and learning to better manage. So I think it's something that we need to touch on. I wanted to talk about fear because I am recognizing how much I've allowed it to control my life up to this point. And over the past several months, I've really recognized that it really doesn't hold any weight. And at this point, I'm currently trying to always walk myself out of that long, expansive hallway that is fear when I see myself headed in that direction. You know, fear is crazy because rarely do we ever use the word fear itself. Fear manifests itself as so many different things, but the underlying root is always fear. Fear manifests as self-doubt, anxiety, worry, envy, jealousy, hate, anger. Fear manifests itself as the worst pieces of humanity as possible. And we know this literally throughout history. Many, many, many of our largest conflicts amongst humanity, things that have caused war, things that have caused things much worse than war, have all been due to fear. And how that fear has been manifested has been different across all pieces of the history board. But I think that if we would learn as individuals to better manage our own individual fears, we would be able to manage the fears that are on the world stage a lot more compassionately and with an open mind as to what causes it to happen and how we can just move past it. I kind of first became aware of what fear is and what it does to me when I was reading The Four Agreements. That is, I believe, like within the first two pages of the book, Ruiz acknowledges that we are kind of birthed into doing things out of fear or love from literally birth. Now, when it comes to the fears that I know that I personally deal with in my life, they manifest for me a lot as negative self-talk, self-doubt, and even self-destruction due to fear. For me, I am a person, I'm a very pensive person. I spend arguably too much time in my head. A lot of this has been fear induced due to some things in my childhood, due to just some things that happened in my childhood that have set me to be this way. I'm not the most verbally expressive person. Not to others. I can talk to myself for hours. But when it comes to expressing these same things with other people, there is a fear. And that started from, like I said, my childhood. Now, it's interesting because one of the things I've come to notice about fear is that, number one, every single solitary one of us has it. But number two, the way we manage fear kind of either helps us or halts us. Like, I think about it like this, right? So 8 years old, I'm at Disneyland. My dad goes, "Shantae, we have to get on Space Mountain." I'm like, "Hey, Dad, that sounds terrifying. How about we do something else?" And he said no. And the whole 45-minute wait, I tried to convince Dad not to let me go, that we were going to for sure die. Like, for sure going to die if we went on this ride. I couldn't handle it. I was so, you know, just the amount of trepidation to get on Space Mountain, okay? Like, you don't even get it. Well, I ended up getting on Space Mountain. And I liked it so much that I wanted to get on it again and wait another 45 minutes. And my dad said no. But, hey, the point of that story is, ain't it amazing the way fear manifests itself before you even take that damn leap? For me, it's always been like that. It's always been, oh my God, I can't do this. Here are all the reasons why I suck. I'm ugly. I'm, you know, literally all the worst things about myself I tell myself. And then sometimes I either take the steps or the universe pushes me into a direction that I have no choice but to take that level up. And I come out on the other side like, oh shit, that wasn't that bad. And the crazy thing about fear is that's really how it is most times. We will sit here and overtalk ourselves, talk down, tell ourselves we can't do something, have something, be something. And once we start making the moves to be that, what we thought were the trenches that were going to have to lead us there are beautiful valleys full of life and excitement and abundance. It's kind of crazy if you think about it. Like, if what would we do if instead of allowing this fear of starting your makeup brand, the fear of, you know, starting your podcast, the fear of writing your novel, if we stopped allowing all that fear at the front end, all that negative self-talk, all of that shame, all of that hate, all of that guilt, whatever it is to stop us from moving, we would always recognize that coming out on the other side is far more beautiful than we give it credit for. It's almost like we all had to walk, right? It's like when you took those first steps. Well, not we all, not to be insensitive, but it's like, as babies, if you've ever watched a child who is learning to walk, they are so terrified of making those moves. It's very like, you can see it on their face, that fear of, oh my God, I might fall. I don't know what this is. My legs are doing these things on the bottom of me are doing these weird things and I don't understand. And then once that baby starts walking, you cannot stop them from walking. They don't want to be picked up and held anymore. They only want to walk. It's exactly like that. And what I've also learned about fear, not only does it make us stagnant, but it makes the universe stagnant for us. It's amazing to me what I've been able to accomplish in learning to let go of being afraid and let go of my fear and let go of telling myself I couldn't, it's not a good enough idea, no one's gonna watch, no one's gonna listen, all the shit I've ever told myself. Once I started making the moves to actually create what it is that felt right to me, without fear and only love and declaration and intention, did I start seeing the universe open itself up for me in the most random of ways. You know, I tweeted something this morning. I said, go where you're guided and you'll never feel lost. That's not to say that sometimes You might feel a little turned around and you might run into, you know, it's like when I'm walking on mission trails, you know, it's a great fucking trail, but every once in a while there's a jagged rock that comes and fucks my toe up for a couple days. But that's okay, because guess what? I got to look at all the beautiful nature and I got to enjoy my beautiful environment that I was around. If you don't want to be, if you're, stop fearing the outcome and embrace the journey. Sometimes that's it. I think sometimes, and this is for me personally, I think sometimes I was so stuck on the fear of what things are going to look like once produced that I, and that I was cursing the pre-production, installing myself in that pre-production, because I was already knowing in my brain that, oh, by the time I get to the end, I won't even make it. Here's all the ways that I won't make it to get to here. And when I get here, it's going to look so fucked up. I didn't even give myself a shot. It's like, I don't know how many of you listening live in San Diego, but I was recently offered the opportunity to start offering tarot and astrology readings at a Sacred Spirit Healers Market down in OB once a month, every first Friday. And I would have never thought that that opportunity would have fallen in my lap. I just started doing, I'd been reading tarot for a little under a year, kind of just for myself and like starting with my friends, and lo and behold, I got blessed with the opportunity to read and practice this at this market that I would have never had I kind of continued to allow my fear to guide me and keep it hidden and keep my reading to myself. If I had been afraid to call myself an astrologer, I would not have been afforded the opportunity to be quoted in two of my favorite magazines that really hire great astrologers to lend aspects to the world. Like, there are things and ways that I have to recognize that I'm being fearful in order for me to move past it. I don't want to live in fear. I don't want to live in the doubt that fear causes, the anger, the envy that fear causes. I talked about envy on my story the other day, and how people are just super envious, not only just because they feel like they can't do things, but also just because they're afraid to do what you've done. Do you know how many people, you know, Mel, I love Mel. I hope Mel hears this. Mel tells me all the time, you have to want to do it more than you know that you can do it. Like, I was one of those creative people who was like, oh man, I know I'm fucking creative and I know I have good ideas and, you know, I'm so many things, but I, you know, I'm just good enough knowing that I could do it if I wanted to. The arrogance in me, really the arrogance that had, the fear that had manifested itself as arrogance. So that way I could block myself further from pursuing the crafts that I knew were calling to me. And a lot of the fears that I had regarding my craft were not even necessarily fears that were my own, because back to the Four Agreements, we learn in the Four Agreements that a lot of our fears are placed on us from society and from our parents and from generations and from the people around us. That's why I always tell you guys, get alone. Get a journal, get a piece of paper and write down. I used to always tell people when it came to making a tough decision for me, I am number one going to literally get a piece of paper and create a list of pros and cons for that thing. I've done it with men. I've done it with jobs. I've done it with friends. I don't care. I need to physically see what my options are written out. Because, and then I need to figure out, after I've written those pros and cons down, I need to figure out why those are my pros and why those are my cons. Are those my pros or my cons? Or are they the pros and cons based off what others around me might think, what others around me have said, what others around me have done? If you find yourself to be a fearful person, I want you to seriously consider what that fear has given you up to this point. Nothing but the comfort of fear. And the thing about fear is it ain't that fucking comfortable. You better get your ass up and stop being afraid. Go where you're called. Go where you're guided. Enjoy the beautiful valley instead of finding yourself in the trenches and not even moving forward in those trenches. Fear ain't it. Fear is not it, okay? It is not a fun place to live. It's not going to do anything for you or anyone around you, but cause you to be the prison of your own mind, and that will not be comfortable for you. If you're listening and you're in that, it is not comfortable for you. And I know it and you know it. And you might as well just swallow that fear. Admit that you are afraid and find a new way to attack it. Find out why you're afraid. Is there something that you can take? Is there something you can do to bring you comfort? Sometimes when I, you know I'm going to have one of those days at work, I can't necessarily carry my prayer blanket with me to those annoying meetings, but I can take one of my favorite crystals. I can sage and pallow myself before I leave my home. I can spritz a little Florida water on myself. There are ways to be comfortable in things that might scare you, because sometimes to get to where you need to go, you have to, all the time, to get to where you need to go, you have to release the fear to get there. What would you accomplish if fear wasn't a part of your life? What could you get done? Who would you be? What does that person look like? What does that person do? How does that person behave? These are the ways we create archetypes for ourselves based off our own guidelines, based off our own wants, needs, and desires. And we begin to attack them from the inside out. I used to be super nervous to be on camera. Now I do IGTV stories. and IGTV channel and have IGTV movies on my channel. I was tired, and my friends were tired of hearing me say, I can't be on camera, I'm so on the internet. Yeah, I had to let go of that fear. So, I really hope that you guys are choosing to let go of your fears. I really, really hope so. And I hope that you recognize as quickly as it comes, because I'm telling you, once you start letting the universe know that you are no longer afraid of yourself, the universe starts accommodating you with more opportunities to be yourself and your best self, to elevate that. So once again, thank you for listening. I hope that wasn't a ramble rant. But I really want y'all, seriously, don't be fearful. Do something that kind of scares you at least once a week. Give yourself an opportunity to walk through the beautiful valley and away from the trenches of the enchanted forest. I'm thinking a lot about Disneyland now. Anyway, I have to go to work because I'm already late. But thank you guys so much for listening, and I cannot wait to hopefully find out from you guys how you've been tackling your fears, how you've been moving with intention, how you've been aware of your energetic impact on this earth, all that stuff that we talk about that I get to discuss here with all of you listening. So once again, if you want to follow me, Shantae Out Loud is literally my handle to everything, Instagram, Twitter, Spotify, Apple, Stitcher, wherever you might be listening. And I will talk with you guys in a couple weeks. Thank you again for being here, and we'll talk soon.